points this season. Sam Stang, 2 goals, 7 points for the junior from Eau Claire. Would love to see him go, and he's on the top line, at least on the line chart tonight. And Tony and his staff put Matthew D. St. Foul, Charlie Stramel, and Cruz Lucius back together. And I know Stramel and Lucius are very close off the ice. Sometimes that translates on the ice. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes they just need to play a little bit more. Remember last year with the national program, they were banged up and didn't play a lot together. It didn't play much at all, really, all season long.
Yeah, and again, I mean, it's pretty obvious every single day those two guys are attached at the hip, and hopefully translates that to on the ice. We've seen them get a lot of time this year, and you throw in another guy, Matthew D. St. Foul, is offensive like those guys are, and they've definitely been somewhat creative in the last month or so when they played together, for sure. So Badgers will look for offense from them.
Lucius did have an assist last night. He has 9 goals, 27 points in 27 games. Stramel with 5 goals, 9 points in 24 games played. D. St. Foul, 9 points in his last 10 games, held scoreless last night. He's got 16 points this season. Third line for the Badgers featuring senior Owen Lindmark in career game number 100 tonight. Owen flanked on the left wing by junior Ty Spolani and freshman Jack Horbach, and then Dominic Mersch, who last night had a couple of shots on goal, also took a hit to the head. He brung the pipe with a puck, not his head, but he also had a pipe shot last night and assisted on Liam Malmquist's goal in the third period. He'll be on that fourth line. We'll see Zach Erdahl, the sophomore from Eau Claire, Malmquist, and the aforementioned Robbie Newton. The defensive pairs, Mike Borlicki and Ben Dexheimer. I understand Ben got an assist last night. Is that right?
Yeah, scoring chain since the end of last night. He had the second assist on Tyson Jugnauth's first period power play goal, getting the puck, sent it to Cruz Lucius, who put it back across to Jugnauth for the goal, so he gets his ninth assist of the season.
Yeah, and Erdahl is minus one assist from last night. He was credited with one, but did not get one. Daniel Lotch will skate with Corson Kulemans. Those will be the two starting defensemen tonight, Tyson Jugnauth and Luke Lemaster, and Jared Moe in goal. The senior from New Prague, Minnesota, is 9-13 with a .285 goals against and a .911 save percentage. 4 shutouts for Moe this season. As for Michigan, their top line left to right, freshman Rutger McGroarty from Lincoln, Nebraska, 10 goals, 23 points. Adam Fantilli, the freshman from Nobleton, Ontario, 17 goals and a nation's best 44 points. And the right wing, Gavin Brindley, 5 goals, 21 points for the rookie from Estero, Florida. In fact, Brindley last night had 2 goals. He had 3 in his previous 26 games. Starting defensive pair, Luke Hughes, one of the most dynamic defensemen in all the country. The sophomore from Canton, Michigan, 8 goals, 30 points. Keaton Pearson, his D partner, senior from Lakeville, Minnesota, has 5 helpers this season, only 1 goal in 113 career games. And Eric Portillo, the goaltender from Gothenburg, Sweden, 6'6", 220. The junior is 16-8 this year, a .304 goals against average and a .909 save percentage. And I did think last night he'd juggle the puck a little bit. Last year he was so good, Portillo was, but this year his number's nowhere near what he was a season ago when he had a .214 goals against and a .926 save percentage.
He was somewhat curious handling the puck yesterday, too. He came out with some risks throughout the game and made some interesting decisions with the puck behind the net. So, yeah, Badgers obviously want to get some more pucks around to see if they can challenge him a little bit more tonight.
All right, that's the Quick Trip starting lineups. And our opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up after this break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! And scores! Big close save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the Lobo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas. But gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Brock Caulfield! Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Medicine and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Jonathan Sitarski, Brett Shave are the referees tonight. Christopher Labette and Nicholas Bett are the linesmen. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit, Odyssey Greek Yogurt. The Badgers will attack the goal to our left, and they dump the puck in after winning the opening faceoff on goal to Portillo, who dropped it back behind the cage. Sam Stang, Carson Bantle, centered by Brock Caulfield, the starting forward line for the Badgers. Bantle steal behind the net. Turnaround shot from the low left circle, and Portillo had the near side post covered. It ricocheted back to Bantle. He carries it along the left wing wall, tried to get it deep, but deflected off the stick of Nick Granowitz. It wobbles down Wisconsin's way, and Kuhlman's hustle back quickly to cut off Jackson Hallam from getting to the puck and trying to get to the net. Now all the way through center. Here's Brock Caulfield at a potential 2-on-2 with Sam Stang. His backhanded attempt, though, was deflected as Brock was forced down to the corner late in his shift. But a good start here, 45 seconds in. The Badgers get the first look on net.
I was thinking the exact same thing already. Much different than the first minute of last night's game in Michigan. Put the pucks in and just went to work. Tonight, Wisconsin won the faceoff and did a little work of its own.
Michigan lifted a puck up through center ice. Borlicki outlets to Horbach, left wing now, and Owen Lindmark snaps one off. It got between the pads of the goaltender and the defenseman, actually the forward McGroarty, right in the crease, making sure that puck stays underneath Portillo. He almost squirted that through the five hole of Eric Portillo, but the save made. He eventually got the cover with help from his teammates and a faceoff inside the Michigan zone. Badgers already 3 shots on goal.
You mentioned earlier that Portillo in your mind was a little shaky last night, and that was a sign of a little bit maybe continuing. He made this initial stop and turned his head to look behind him. He was thinking it got through him, or at least was squeezing through, and like you mentioned, McGroarty came in to make sure.
Oh, and Lindmark with Ty Smolanic and Jack Horbach. Lindmark, who last night lost 13 of 16 faceoffs, lost this offensive zone draw. Puck out at center. Rink-wide pass, Samuskevich, defended by the backpedaling Borlicki. Topol shot that was blocked by Mike. And now T.J. Hughes, his pass cross ice, went airborne. Samuskevich splits Borlicki and Smolanic. Low left, backdoor pass, and Dylan Duke hammers it home. Tic-tac-toe for the Maize and Blue. They lead 1-0, 1:37 in.
That was what Michigan was really good at last night, going east to west with their passes, finding seams through the defense, and here, same thing. They tried it first time, it got deflected and went up in the air, but went left to back to right, tic-tac-toe, as you mentioned, and into an empty net past Jaron Moe.
Duke from T.J. Hughes and Samuskevich at 1:37. Duke's 15th goal of the season. It's 1-0 Michigan. Duke had a goal last night as well. He's already eclipsed his point total and goals total from last season as a freshman. Badgers on the attack. Lucius found DeSaint Fowl left wing. His shot pushed it off the right shoulder or arm of Portillo behind the net. Lucius now with it outside the left circle. Looking cross ice, gathered in by Kulemans. His long range shot through, and Portillo stacks it with his left glove hand and hangs on. Face off to come in the Michigan zone. Badgers five shots on goal. Michigan has one, and they put it in the back of the net.
You can see the difference. Wisconsin won the opening faceoff, got in the zone, threw the puck on the net. Here, worked it around, went to the point, put it on the net. Michigan was working down low, tried to get a good chance, and they certainly did.
Wisconsin wins the offensive zone faceoff. Kulemans bats it down out of midair, tried to center to Dominic Mersch, who was to the right of the goal tender on the doorstep, but went off his stick and sailed out of play. So a faceoff again in the Michigan zone. To the left of Eric Portillo, third-round draft pick of the Buffalo Sabres in 2019. Portillo in his career against Wisconsin, six wins, two losses, a 198 goals against, and a .928 save percentage. Stopped 23 of 25 shots last night, did Portillo in that 6-2 Michigan win. And a warning against Keenan Draper, fourth-line centerman, freshman from Bloomfield Hills. Dominic Mersch to take the draw for the Badgers. Mersch collided with Nolan Moyle last night, the team captain for Michigan, as well as a linesman, and he admits he got stung. He got dinged up and for a moment didn't understand where he was. He actually got hit in the head, but after being checked over by trainer Andy Rohde, he was cleared and he's fine. And back out there playing tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. Michigan dumps it into the Wisconsin zone. Hughes gathers it up and snaps one off from out high left off the pad of Moe. Long rebound near side out to center ice it comes. Michigan gets it back through the center circle. Draper, big right-handed forward. Now Moyle shoots one on the blocker side of Moe. That up too high off the glass near side. Mersch put it back behind the net. But Moyle had tied up Kulemans and had the puck for a moment. Now Mersch able to knife it free to Malmquist, who scoops it ahead. It goes wobbling down to the Michigan zone, and that's where Jake Karinen goes to get it. Left-handed defenseman wears number 90. Michigan wearing its maize uniforms tonight. Michigan in scripts under along the chest. The blue trim and, of course, the winged helmets per usual. Here's Hallam. Took a bump from Luke LeMaster, carries it out towards the blue line, spins and dumps it to the left wing, and Eric Cicchellini, who had a couple of assists last night. Cicchellini, big right-hander too, number 93, tied up nicely by Brock Caulfield in the Wisconsin zone, slipped a pass intended for Lodge, turned it over, shot on the chest, rebound, and Cicchellini scores. Turnover on the far wing, shot straight on, hit Moe in the chest, he left a rebound there, and Cicchellini hammered it home. It's 3:27 into the second first period, and it's 2-0 Michigan.
We heard Tony Granato in the pregame talk about Michigan, how they were generating their offense last night. In the beginning of the game, they dump it, win the forechecks, and exactly what happened here. They just put the puck behind the Badger D. Badgers tried to get up the puck up. One little errant pass to try to make a play out of the zone and turns into a Michigan goal.
Eric Cicchellini, fourth goal, 9 points in 10 games against the Wisconsin Badgers. New York Rangers draft choice in 2019 gives Michigan a 2-0 lead. Wisconsin whistled for offside. Cicchellini, lone assist to Nick Granowitz at 3:27. Wow.
Well, Badgers, at least the first shift of the game, looked pretty good. But Michigan, basically, it feels like they have four shots on the board. They haven't had much else.
No.
But two plays and two goals.
Michigan scored 5 minutes in last night, led 1-0. Badgers tied it, and then the Wolverines took off and won 6-2. Here, Michigan with two goals in the first 3.5 minutes tonight. And leads Wisconsin 2-0. Borlicki holds the zone left point. Deflects off a knee down deep into the attacking zone. DeSaint Fowl pulled it free, cut off by Luke Hughes behind the net. Then DeSaint Fowl steals, blind pass to the slot intended for Lucius, intercepted, then a turnover. Here's a chance, Stramel, and a save made by Portillo. Rebound was there for Lucius, couldn't pick it up and put it home. Here comes Samuskevich, one-on-one with Borlicki. Peels back to the left wing. Mackie Samuskevich, right-hander, goes cross-ice, low right. Karinen bobbled it for a moment. Now they cycle behind the net. McGroarty, Rutger McGroarty, to the slot. Here's a shot by Samuskevich and a stick save made by Moe to the near corner. They spin it around to the far side. Centering pass. McCrory couldn't get much on it. Kicked out by Moan, nevertheless. And Wisconsin now with a puck. Wow. Lucius will clear it to center, but not far enough. Here comes TJ Hughes. Tries to walk around Lucius. Couldn't do it. Got in his way, did Lucius. Now Lindmark bumps it ahead, hoping Spolonic can beat Stephen Holtz to the hash marks. He could not. Icing on Wisconsin. Faceoff down in the Badger zone. 2-0 Michigan. 15-16 left in the first period.
You can see on that play, the Badgers doing their best. Mike Verlicky in the corner. Michigan just was so quick to the net. He tried to race to the front of the net to beat the Michigan player. And unfortunately, they got there first.
They'll drop the puck to the left of Jared Moe. Wisconsin wins the draw. Ben Dexheimer off to Vorlicky. Outlet pass eludes Lindmark, but slides all the way to Cruz Lucius. He tried to dangle across the blue line, make a play, talked it up. Now Spolonic pressured, and he gave it away at center ice. Now Michigan will dump it in. Tyson Jugnoff trying to beat Brindley to the puck. Those two locked up. Lindmark tried to pull it free. Instead, Adam Fantilli out to his brother Luca. He shoots one, and it goes off a body or two to the side of the net. You may have heard the crowd reacting because the puck laid on this side of the net. They thought from the far side where we are that maybe it went in. Not the case. And now the puck kicked free by Philip Lapointe. Didn't play last night. A healthy scratch. He's from Novi, Michigan. And the Badgers throw it ahead and all the way down, and that will be icing on Wisconsin. 14:27 to go in the opening period. Michigan with a 2-0 lead. Dylan Duke from TJ Hughes and Mackie Samuskevich at 1:37. And then Eric Ciccolini, they say Jackson Hallam, the primary assist. Nick Granowitz, the secondary assist at 3:27. Badgers have lost four in a row. They've been outscored now 18-6 over the last four-plus games. Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Kuhlemans to Horbach. Horbach lost the puck, then fell down. Lapointe out to the point. Here's Pearson. Shot goes off a body and ricochets to the far corner. Kuhlemans goes to get it. Horbach poked it off the wall and down. It goes rolling down Wisconsin's or Michigan's way. And a good play by Zach Erdahl chasing down. Pearson picked up the puck and shot one low left. And Portillo with a save. Tough angled shot by Erdahl. Excellent hustle by the young man, though. Badgers hold the zone. Robbie Newton's out there now with Mersch and Erdahl. Bouncing puck in the left circle. Now picked up by Daniel Lotch. His shot up high. It hit Draper. He brings it down and carries it through center. And then Lotch poke checks him, but Draper kept fanning off to his left, and his teammate came offside. So a stoppage in play with 13:42 left in the first. Michigan 2, Wisconsin nothing.
Talk about Zach Erdahl's hustle there. You know, Michigan's a super skilled team, but they're not backing down. They're showing as much hustle as anybody on these forechecks and making it very hard for Wisconsin to get out of their own zone here.
The master to Stang. He'll bump it to center, but right to the stick of Ethan Edwards, left-handed defenseman, sent it in. Daniel Lotch goes to get it. Immediately tied up by Ciccolini. They're in a stick battle. Puck rolls to the far corner. Good hustle down the wall by Stang to jam it free. LeMaster almost coughed it up to Karen in right wing. And then Bantle muscled it out through center and all the way down to the Michigan zone. No icing as it was deflected. 13:10 to go in the first. Michigan leads Wisconsin 2-0. Bantle in the right corner. Tried to fend off Edwards. There's Brock Caulfield for support. Slowly spun the puck out to the point. Dexheimer refeeds Caulfield to the hash marks. Bantle couldn't handle the pass. Out to the point again. Dexheimer holds. Tried to juke out. Nick Granowitz could not. Gathered in by Hallam. One-on-one with Vorlicky. Spin move to his left. Turnaround shot. Blocked by Mike Vorlicky.
And the crowd goes wild for a hockey stop in the offensive zone.
Mike Vorlicky plus six this season, the best of the Badgers as far as plus minus is concerned. He's had a solid return to action after missing all of last season following surgery. Here's Stephen Holtz, who missed the last 13 games or so after nearly dying after catching a virus. Here's Charlie Stramel, Badgers to Dexheimer. Long lead feed intended for DeSaint Foul off the stick of Duke, and it up goes right towards the goal. Portillo stopped it and paddled it up to center. Then TJ Hughes turned it over. Here's Cruz Lucius now snapping one off top of the left ring. Easy slave for save, that is, for Portillo. Stopping play, 12:04 to go in the first. It's 2-0 Michigan.
It's the one group of Badgers who seem to be able to take a take advantage of when Michigan does turn the puck over. They have the ability here to flip it over and get at least a shot on goal.
Face off to the right of Portillo. Lindmark to take the draw. Smolanic and Horbach out there with him. Lindmark won the draw. Smolanic tried to settle the puck down, but had his pocket picked by Gavin Brindley. Big game for him last night. The freshman with 2 goals and 4 points. Now Kulemans hits McGroarty from behind or the side in the Wisconsin zone along the wall. McGroarty went down, and Kulemans is going to get the gate. 8:07 into the first. Kulemans will take a seat in the penalty box for cross-checking, and Michigan will go on a power play, leading 2-0.
Just a puck battle along the side, boys, and Kulemans came in. The puck was loose behind the two original players. He came in and just was pretty easy. Put his stick across. Pretty much the definition of a cross check, and it was a little bit of a iffy place to do it with the way McGroarty was towards the boards and how he went into the board, so he'll sit for two.
Kulemans cross checking at 8:07. Michigan on the power play last night, 2 for 4 in just over 5 minutes of power play. Hockey centering pass by Fantilli went right through the blue paint, trying, maybe hoping to hit McGroarty's stick or something. It worked last night for him. Long-range shot from the point, saved by Mo. Rebound there, chipped at by Brindley up over the cage. Badgers able to clear. Lindmark got to the puck and sends it down on Portillo. And Wisconsin's penalty kill, which had been so good, 7 power play goals allowed in the last 16 chances against during this three-game stretch now. Badgers have lost 4 in a row. Prior to that, they were really good in that split with Ohio State. Puck deflects off of Stang's stick and sails up and away into the mesh. Faceoff coming up inside the Wisconsin zone. 11:11 to go in the first. It's 2-0 Michigan. Duke and Ciccolini score about a minute 45 apart. TJ Hughes to take the draw against Lindmark on this PK. Mersch is with Owen on the penalty kill. Vorlicki and Dexheimer. All good, clean win, Michigan. Hallam shot right into the breadbasket of Mo, gave up no rebound. Wow, all of a sudden Hallam was wide open in the slot. Good, clean faceoff win by TJ Hughes.
Yeah, a clear shot for Jared Moe and to make a save and hold on. Very important because Ciccolini was standing right in front of him looking for a loose puck.
Dylan Duke to take the draw now to the right of Moe against Owen Lindmark. Duke, fourth-round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Lightning a couple of years ago. Enjoying a 2-goal weekend, wins the faceoff back to the point. Edwards, Hallam outside the right circle. Edwards, far side Hughes, pass to Edwards, and his shot blocker save made by Mo to the near side. Hallam got there first. Edwards, far side, kick save made. Mo, rebound, they score. Eric Ciccolini, his second of the first period. This on the power play. It's 3-0 Wolverines.
It'll be interesting to see if they take a look at this one. Jared Mo pointed. I think Dylan Duke might have gotten in his way. The two refs talked quick, but not sure if anything's going to happen here or not.
Well, the referee, Jonathan Sitarski, went to the scorer's table, told him who scored, who should get the helpers. Power play goal for Michigan. Edwards went to the far wing, a blast from the left wing, and then Ciccolini followed it up in the slot and put it past Mo on the blocker's side. Ciccolini, second goal again of the game. At 9:06, it's 3-0 Wolverines.
And just seeing the replay, Dylan Duke got a little bit of Jared Mo, but Mike Vorlicki is the one that got him, put him in place where he was potentially in Jared Mo's way.
Got a feel for Jared here. And the first goal they score was beautiful. The second goal they score, and the third for that matter, from Eric Ciccolini. I don't know what more Jared can do. And now we've got icing called on Michigan. Faceoff down in the Wolverine zone to our left. It's 3-0 Michigan. Ciccolini's goal assisted by TJ Hughes and Ethan Edwards at 9:06. Second helper of the game for Edwards. Again, second goal of the game for Ciccolini, who loves playing against the Cardinal and White now. 4-point weekend for Eric Ciccolini. And he came into the game, or the weekend that is, with only 4 points for the season. Didn't play in Madison back in December because of an injury. Playing in only his 19th game this season. Badgers win the draw. Right wing, Kuhlemans. Topol shoots one, blocked. Poked to the wall. Kuhlemans down to the corner. Pearson tries to work around DeSaint Fowl. Nice pass to Lucius. His shot blocked. Redirect. Badgers score. Tyson Chugnoff from the slot picked up the loose puck, and he'll get credit for his second goal of the weekend. The Badgers on the board, down 3-1, 10:15 to go in the first.
Some good offensive zone movement. Charlie Strammel, or Cruz Lucius, couldn't handle it, and the puck was like a looked like a floater off of Tyson Chugnoff's shot. I don't know if it hit something on the way in or not, but it floated right past the goaltender, high to the right side above the blocker, and the Badgers get one here and maybe make this a game again.
3-1 now the score. Tyson Chugnoff with his fourth goal of the season, second of the weekend. It comes at 9:45, 39 seconds after Cicchellini had given Michigan a 3-0 advantage. Forcing Kuhlemans behind his own net, flips it up off the referee. Pearson now in the corner, the defenseman. One on two, turns and sends it to the left corner, and Luke Hughes, who comes down from the blue line. Good work by Stang on the wall to take the puck from Hughes, get some help from Chugnoff. Gobbling it up now is Bantle, hands off to Stang, trying to skate around Fantilli, does, sets up Bantle, his shot went off a stick. Oh, good play by Sam Stang. Now Caulfield playing pitch and catch behind the net with Bantle, then Brock fell down, not sure if he stepped on the puck or not. But he comes off the left wing wall with it, tried to get it to the point, and Dexheimer, who reached it and played it to the corner and then retrieved it and put it in front. Portillo got his left pad on the initial chance by Dexheimer with Caulfield right in the vicinity. Here comes Michigan on the attack, but three Badgers back. Fantilli needs a change, plays it to the corner. Dexheimer goes to get it for Wisconsin. 3-1, Michigan leads Wisconsin. 9 minutes left here in the first.
Well, good response, if anything. You go down 3-0. A couple of good shifts in a row here for Wisconsin, one with a goal.
Chugnoff from Lucius and Kuhlemans at 9:45. Samuskevich, right wing TJ Hughes. Shot low, stick save made by Moe, right to the stick of Wisconsin's Ben Dexheimer. Tries to spin away from the forechecking Hughes. No luck there, he's tied up. Now Duke off a skate to the near wall. Holtz and DeSaint Fowl collide. Holtz now kicks it to his forehand, but roughed up from behind by Vorlicki. Good work by DeSaint Fowl then to turn and play it off the glass and up and over the point man, and the Badgers able to get a partial change. But here comes Samuskevich with speed against LeMaster, and Lotch walks around both of them, and a great sliding save by Moe with his blocker to his left. Oh, Samuskevich just came right down through LeMaster and Lotch and Jared Moe.
And Samuskevich was back covering for D in his own zone, won the puck race in his own slot, and then stick handled through the Badgers to get that chance off.
And Michigan forces a turnover in the Wisconsin zone, but Erdahl picked it up, unable to clear. Loose puck in the far circle. LeMaster gets it. Cicchellini immediately on him. Luke able to get enough of it to Zach Erdahl to nudge it out to center. Michigan has it again and sends it back Wisconsin's way. And then LeMaster. Diagonal pass off the wall for Erdahl, and he iced the puck. 7:41 to go here in the opening period. 3-1 Michigan. Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Face off to the right of Jared Moe. Dominic Mersch to do the honors against Fantilli. Mersch won that draw. Lotch in the far corner didn't look as he tried to backhand it up off the wall and out. Taken down by Michigan. So they're still in the zone. Wheeling backhand pass from the corner right through the crease by Fantilli. Luke Hughes' shot blocked by Mersch. Taken away by the Badgers. Erdahl poked it ahead but too far for Malmquist. And here comes Portillo well out of his net. Played it up the near wall. Had Erdahl been able to catch it, he would have had a wide open shot at an empty net. And now Gavin Brindley with a blast in transition that Malmquist wasn't ready for. That's the first bad one that Jarrett's given up this weekend. It's 4-1 Wolverines.
Wow, that was a rocket by Gavin Brindley. I think might have been Corson Kuhlemans or one of the Badgers over that side. I don't know if he screened the goaltender or not, but that was a rip. One-time shot across. Jared Moe looked like he was in good position, but it found its way past the goaltender.
And my commentary may not be fair to Moe. That is an 85, 90 mile an hour one-timer to his right when the play developed to his left. But it was a good 75 feet away, something like that, 70 feet away. Couldn't stop it. And so Michigan now with a 4-1 lead. Brindley with his third goal of the weekend. They're onside on the attack again. Steven Holtz deeks and try to backhander, and he lifted it too high. And then Kuhlman's taken into the cage, and Kuhlman's helmet's just been pulled off by LaPointe. We're going to have major penalties here as the linesman try to separate things. Now Moyle just pulled the mask of Ty Smolonic off, too. There could be two major penalties on Michigan for face masking here. Kuhlman's still engaged with Philippe LaPointe. Everything's calmed down now, but on that play, Steven Holtz came charging in. The defenseman tried to deke out. Mo did, but his backhander came up too high and floated wide. Kuhlman's was then carried into the cage, knocking it off its pegs, and then things got crazy. And we're going to take a break, let the referees decipher things back in a moment. Badgers trail 4-1 here in the first. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or love seat? Buy one today, get a free rug. Hurry up, get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Tonight's Wisconsin hockey game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. 2-minute penalty on Corson Kuhlman's. And they have a 2-minute penalty on the board for LaPointe of Michigan. But the referees are going to take a look at video replay.
I believe he said Wisconsin challenged the play on this one. So they're going to challenge the call. So the question is, will they look at two different plays?
Well, it was the one play. They should watch the entire skirmish because LaPointe clearly pulled off the helmet, of course, in Kuhlman's. And then Moyle grabbed the face mask or the shield of Ty Smolonic and pulled it apart from its chin strap. So I would think at least one major penalty should be called on the Michigan Wolverines. We'll see. Right now they have two players on the board, both for 2 minutes, one for each side. But it's 4-1 nevertheless. By the way, Brindley's goal at 12:47, assisted by Adam Fantilli and Eric Portillo. The goaltender gets a helper. By the way, Fantilli, 1.91 points per game. His points per game as a freshman rivals some of the best freshmen we've seen in the last 25 years or so, Paul. It truly is amazing when you think of the young men that he's been compared to. Jack Eichel, 1.77 as a freshman at BU. Kyle Connor, 1.87 as a freshman here at Michigan. Johnny Goudreau had averaged 2 points per game back in 13-14 when he won the Hobie with Boston College. Peter Sena, when he won the Hobie in 03 with Colorado College, averaged 1.93. Fantilli with a point here tonight, 1.91 points per game for a freshman. 5-minute major and a game misconduct for a face mask, and that's on Philippe LaPointe. A healthy scratch last night. He lasts less than 14 minutes here tonight. The son of former Stanley Cup champion Martin LaPointe is headed to the locker room. He's done for the evening. Although Brandon Arado, the head coach, first year in that post, wants an explanation, and he nods affirmatively. He understands where they're coming from. So the Badgers will get 3 minutes of power play hockey after Kuhlman's serves his 2-minute minor.
And Tony Granato is still arguing, wondering why they didn't look at a second one, I'm guessing.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever seen two major or 5-minute major 5-on-3 before. I think he's pleading his case right now.
Yeah. And I guess they've looked as long as they want to look. 13-12, the time of the face masking penalty on LaPointe. And I believe roughing was called on unsportsmanlike conduct on Kuhlemans, both at 13-12. So again, the Badgers will get a quartz power play in just a moment. Well, 2 minutes. And it will be a major power play. Face off at center ice. And the Badgers have possession. So we'll skate 4-on-4 here for the next 2 minutes. Dexheimer, Vorlicki defensively, Stramel and Lucius up front. Cruz Lucius has the puck. Skates back into his own zone. Samuskevich, TJ Hughes out there with Luke Hughes and Keaton Pearson. Here's Stramel across the line, up on one leg like a flamingo, but then coughed it up at the blue line. Hughes darts past him. Right wing, Samuskevich outside the right wing. Tried to go backside left. Intercepted by Lucius. Loose puck in front, and they score again. Oh, the Badgers bad with the puck in their own end. They flipped it across the slot. Lucius had it, coughed it up, and then TJ Hughes, the beneficiary. It's 5-1 Michigan.
Well, that happened at the offensive blue line. The turnover by the Badgers, making a blind pass along the blue line that didn't work out. And just a rebound, flipped up, kind of just chipped up off of someone's stick, I believe. And TJ Hughes, with the rebound, got credit for it.
And a goaltending change. Jared Moe departs after 13 minutes and 50 seconds. 5 goals allowed on 17 shots. Kyle McClellan into the lineup. McClellan, the transfer from Mercyhurst, junior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 1-4 this season with a .393 goals against, an .843 save percentage. Rough night for Jared Moe, no doubt about it. Rough weekend for his teammates. Moe stopped 12 of 17 shots he faced in 13 plus minutes. Badgers on the attack. Sam Stang with Zach Erdahl. Daniel Lodge and Tyson Jugnauth eventually pulled free by Ethan Edwards. Waddles his way into the offensive zone. Adam Fantilli right wing. Pass intended for Duke. Intercepted by Stang. Knocked free. Then Jugnauth ahead to Stang. Stang cuts to his left. Middle of the ice. Left wing now. It's Erdahl. His shot easily gloved by Portillo. Whistle blows. Stopping play with 5:34 to go here in the first period. It's 5-1 Michigan.
Be interesting to see how Kyle McClellan here handles this.
Yeah.
The one thing he does have going for him, after another 45 seconds or so, the Badgers will be on the power play, so hopefully we'll be able to get a little comfort before he gets starts seeing some Michigan shots.
McClellan last played on January 7th in relief of Jared Moe, gave up 2 goals on 23 shots and a 6-4 loss to Notre Dame. And actually, he took the loss, even though Moe gave up 4 goals in the first period.
And we have another penalty here coming up.
And we got a slashing penalty on Wisconsin's Liam Malmquist. So the Badgers were going to get 3 minutes of power play hockey in 40 seconds. Now that won't happen as Malmquist gets the gates at 14:32.
I was saying Michigan will have a 40-second power play, 4-on-3 before.
Yeah.
Eventually the Badgers get on the power play if things stay the same.
Wow. It's an offensive zone slashing penalty on Liam Malmquist. Face-off to the right of McClellan. Lindmar, Korbach, Vorlicki out there for the Badgers. Adam Fantilli wins the draw to Samuskevich. Luke Hughes, McGroarty out there too. Samuskevich, Hughes, right wing shot. That goes off his stick and up and over the cage to the far corner. And Lindmark's stick shattered, so he's without one now. And Lindmark kicks it to the tape of Borlicki's stick, but Mike can't get it out of the zone. 5-on-3 continues for another 20 seconds. Samuskevich, right wing pass for Fantilli, intercepted by Jack Horbach. Skates it towards the Badgers bench and then dumps it in off the wall.
Big play by Jack Horbach to make that interception. And Badgers basically had 2 people out there with sticks.
Luke Hughes into the attacking zone. 4-on-3 for a moment. Bad pass, Hughes, intercepted by Mersch. Out of the box comes Kuhlemans. The linesman got in the way, and he goes down in a heap. Hopefully he's okay. Kuhlemans wanted to hustle after that loose puck, but He wasn't able to because the man in stripes got in his way, and now Michigan just iced the puck. We're skating 4-on-4 for a minute 6, and then the Badgers will get a minute 40 of power play hockey. So Michigan, I guess, now officially 1-for-2 on the power play.
Amazing bad luck there for Wisconsin. You have to laugh. Kuhlman's coming out. The puck was behind the D, and he, like you said, he was making a beeline to try to pick up the loose puck, and it changed letters because he went down on the ice.
Face off to the left to Portillo. One by Michigan. Luke Hughes confidently skates right in front of his own net with a man on his hip. Here's McGroarty shooting one. First save made by McClellan. There was a rebound there, but the Badgers played it to the near wall. DeSaint Fowles skates it out of the zone through center ice now, and he'll pitch it down to the left corner. After it there, Luke Hughes scooped it along. Kuhlman's down deep against McGroarty, who put it on the stick of Matty DeSaint Fowles. Turns and looks. Left wing now, Jugnauth. He steps in from the dot and scores. Tyson Jugnauth with a Canadian blast. Second goal of the game, third of the weekend for the freshman defenseman. It's 5-2.
Well, like he had yesterday. Yesterday he made his own space by dancing around a defenseman or a forward for Michigan at the point. This time he had all day, picked his spot, wound up, and used a little bit of a screen. Great shot, short side, over the shoulder of the goaltender who went down to make the stop just inside the post. And Badgers get a goal here, and we'll have a power play coming up, a major power play for the last about a minute and a half, minute 45.
Tyson Jugnauth at 15:56. If you're just joining us, you haven't missed anything. I mean, except for 7 goals. Puck inside the Wisconsin zone. Jugnauth able to knife it free. Lifts it ahead, intended for Erdahl. Knocked down with a high stick by Ethan Edwards. And then Stramel kind of nonchalantly went for the biscuit. Cut off by Holtz. He touched it, apparently. And then Moyle had it. And then Moyle collides with Bantle. Knocks him down hard at center ice and retrieves the puck. Badgers go on a power play right now for a minute 40. But Michigan with the puck. An errant pass out at center. Gathered in by Bantle. Works to the slot. Now back near side. And he whistles one wide to the glove side of Portillo. Out to center. Brindley tried to bat it past Lucius, who got his stick in the way at the last moment. Now DeSaint Fowles with it. So the Badgers on a power play here. Wisconsin, 1-for-3 last night. 8 shots on goal in about 5.5 minutes. They're up to 21% on the man advantage. Lucius, little flip pass towards the slot intended for DeSaint Fowles. Read by Hughes and intercepted. Couldn't clear, though, but now, well, Dylan Duke will try from behind the net, but unsuccessfully, and now out to Lucius. Right point. Left wing, DeSaint Fowles taps it to Jugnauth. Jugnauth down low left, looking. Here's Caulfield, no place to shoot. Lucius now straight away, swings it back to DeSaint Fowles. Refeeds Lucius at the blue line. 45 seconds left on the court's power play. Badgers down 5-2 with 2.5 minutes left in the first period. Jugnauth couldn't handle the pass left wing. Caught up to it, played it down low. Bantle tried to turn and feed Caulfield low left. That was deflected. Thrown out to the point, Lucius. Now left side, Jugnauth. Cut off there by Dylan Duke. Peels back to his right. Now drops it off left wing to Lucius. He stick handles down to the left goal line. Blind pass right into a trio of Wolverines who set it down. Cruz Lucius getting a little too cute with the puck.
Yeah, there was somebody in front, but it wasn't near where he was trying to sauce it to.
Here's Kuhlman's into the offensive zone. His pass off a skate and then cleared by Michigan. That's it for the power play. Badgers 0-for-1 on the man advantage. 5-2 Michigan. 1:43 to go in the opening period here from Ann Arbor. Here's Kuhlman's now. Red line will scoop it in. Erdahl in on the forecheck. First man there, though, is Karinen. Goes behind the net to T.J. Hughes. Stick handles to the left of the cage. Turned it over. Wisconsin Smolonic shoots one. It rolled towards the netminder, who fell down to his body as it rolled up his right arm. He gets credit for his save. Smolonic almost snuck that in. Now the Badgers do chip one in. Stramel shot from Kuhlman's off the stick of Charlie Stramel, I believe. Maybe Erdahl. Badgers within 2 with 1:19 left in the first. It's 5-3.
You mentioned the goaltender Portillo down, making a first save, and I don't think he knew where the puck was for a while. He was sitting down there looking around, and then he finally realized where it was. This time, he definitely didn't know where it was. It got deflected way up high. I think Smolonic, but it might have been Stramel. Either way, it kind of floated over the traffic in front and dropped into the net.
Stramel, I think it went off his body after Smolanic had redirected it towards the net on a feed from Kulemans. It comes at 18:41. Stramel credited with his sixth goal of the season. And there have been eight goals scored here in Ann Arbor, and there's still 1:19 left in the opening period. Now they're going to... Sounds like Michigan's going to challenge the previous play. Not sure what they're challenging. Couldn't understand what the referees were saying on the loudspeaker here, but they're going to go into the scorers table and take a look at video replay. Badgers right now down 5-3 late first period. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And back at the Kohl Center next weekend to play Minnesota, Paul, a lot going on for fans we'd love to see out there.
Yeah, for sure. It's first of all, it's Minnesota, so it's the rival across the border. Always a fun weekend. There's already going to be a pretty good crowd, I think, especially for Saturday night. But Friday night, there's a stripe out at the Kohl Center. Check to see where you're supposed to wear red or white. There'll be games played, group games, to see which color wins, red or white, to earn some pucks at the end of the game. And then Saturday night is 50 years for 1973 is being celebrated, their championship, and 40 years for them.
Wow.
Been a long time establishing the what became or what is the tradition of Badger hockey, and they'll be at least recognized on the ice during intermissions. And more importantly for them, they'll get to see all their buddies and have a good time over the weekend.
How many of the players are you expecting back from those two teams?
The 73 team, I think they might be, it might be all but two players, which is incredible.
Wow.
That's 20 plus people coming back, including, and then you add in their spouses and family or whatever else. And then the 83 team won't be quite as amazingly attended, but it'll still be 8, 10, 12 people there from 83 team, and it's great to be able to recognize that the history and the tradition of Badger hockey.
Yeah, that's cool. So next Friday and Saturday, again, the Friday game against Minnesota starts at 7. The Saturday game is a 5 o'clock puck drop on the Badgers Sports Network, and again, tickets available at uwbadgers.com. Not sure exactly what they're reviewing here. There was a play behind the net that we just saw on the Jumbotron in which one of the Michigan players got hit in the head as it looked like a Badger was trying to get around him. It was incidental contact to the head, but the referees continue to look at video replay, and that's never good when they just spend so much time in the box looking at for something to call. Go ahead.
I believe last weekend that Michigan had a play where they scored a goal, and it was a ways before the goal was scored that was reviewed and taken off the board. And here, the overhead, and you hear the ooh by the crowd. It could be something.
Yeah, well, Stramel actually appeared to go up high and hit Ethan Edwards' head from behind. No goal. Cross-checking, major penalty on Charlie Stramel. Does he also get a game misconduct? I can't understand anything he was saying. The goal has been washed off the board, so no goal for Stramel. Instead of 5-3, it's 5-2. Stramel did not get a 10-minute misconduct for cross-checking to the head, but he is going to sit in the box. And, okay. So, for a moment, we're thinking, oh, first one to 10. Right now, Stramel in the box for 5 minutes, a major. This is the fourth major penalty on Wisconsin in the last three games. This one comes at 18:27. Michigan on the power play for the third time tonight, and they win the faceoff. Samuskevich to the right wing, Fantilli to the goal line. McGroarty went backdoor. Brindley uncovered, but that pass too hot to handle for Brindley. McGroarty stopped it behind the net. Fell down. Oh, whoa. Mike Forlicky defending McGroarty. They put his hand on his hip. McGroarty fell down, and they'll call tripping. And I said, whoa, because Brett Shava didn't put his right arm up to call the penalty until the crowd reacted after McGroarty had fallen down. Wow.
Obviously, he's not going well on the ice, but it's hard to think back at the could have been a double major penalty with all this other stuff that's happened so far. Wow, that looked like puck just went the other way, and McGroarty fell over. Got it, kind of looked like he Had his own stick caught in himself, but.
Yep.
Doesn't matter.
Gorlicki tripping at 18:45. Stramel's penalty, by the way, was for cross-checking. Pass in front, intercepted by Lodge. This is a 5-on-3 power play for 2 full minutes. Here comes Michigan into the attacking zone. Hughes, Samuskevich, right circle to the goal line, Fantilli. Out high, it's Hughes looking left wing, Brindley. Collects, back to Hughes, straight away. Mersch out there on the PK. Fantilli wanted a shooter pass, but fumbled the puck. Now he's got it. Straight away again, Hughes, back to Fantilli. Backhand, forehand, low right, McGroarty. 5-on-3, power play. Tried to go upstairs on McClellan, who was down low on his knees virtually. And McGroarty shot it up into the netting. May have gone off the Badgers' stick. 36 seconds left of the period. Badgers down 2 men and trail by 3 goals.
We see Michigan work the puck low and use a lot of heat across the crease many times to try to go east to west on their setups on the power play. This time it was well covered by Daniel Lodge, was taking that away. So instead, McGroarty skated out in front and took a shot instead and missed that.
Hughes and Lindmark with a faceoff, won by T.J. Hughes. And now a penalty as Lindmark got upended by Hughes, and that'll be interference on the Michigan centerman in the offensive zone. So that'll be a 4-on-3 power play now for Michigan for a minute 18. And not only have we seen the skaters involved with 7 goals in the opening period, the men in stripes have been involved quite a bit here too. That was a clear interference penalty on T.J. Hughes. He just tripped him right up.
He put his stick right into Owen Lindmark's right leg as he tried to skate by and lifted him up. And, right to the box for Hughes. And it's hard to keep track of how many people should be out on the ice here in the last 5 minutes or so. But it's 4-on-3 for Michigan at the moment.
19:26, the interference penalty on Hughes. Faceoff to the right of Eric Portillo. Lindmark, Korbach, and Lodge out there for Tony Granato's squad. 5-2 Michigan. They scored the first 3 goals of the game, then Tyson Jugnauth lit the lamp. Then Michigan scored the next 2 goals before Tyson Jugnauth lit the lamp. And then it appeared Charlie Stramel had pulled Wisconsin within 2, but he committed a 5-minute major prior to that goal being scored. Challenged by Michigan that play. It was overturned by the referees, and that's why we are where we are. And Daniel Lodge off the draw fired one from the left wing that floated past the goaltender's outstretched glove. Owen Lindmark retrieves in the corner, spins it all the way back out to the left point. Now Lodge will backhand it all the way down on Kyle McClellan, who slides it off to Horbach. 16 seconds left here in the first, and Horbach pitchforks it all the way down, and that might just do it here for the period, although Luke Hughes can get up and go, and here he comes. 5 seconds left. Right wing Brindley, drop pass Samuskevich. 2 seconds, worked around Horbach, shoots one, glove save McClellan. That's it for the period. 7 goals in the first 20 minutes, 5 by Michigan. Wolverines lead the Badgers 5-2 after 1 period of play. Badger hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corps. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
That was was a crazy first period of play. Dylan Duke got the scoring started. A minute 37 in, 15th goal of the year. Duke assisted by T.J. Hughes and Mackie Samuskevich. At 3:27, Eric Ciccolini scored his fourth of the year, assisted by Jackson Hallam and Ethan Edwards. Ciccolini would score again on a power play at 9:06 from T.J. Hughes and Edwards. It was 3-0. And then Tyson Jugnauth scored for the Badgers at 9:45, his fourth of the year. Cruz Lucius and Corson Kulemans with helpers. But about 3 minutes later, Gavin Brindley scored at 12:47, his sixth goal of the season from Adam Fantilli and the goaltender Eric Portillo. Michigan made it 5-1 at 13:50. T.J. Hughes, 10th goal of the year. Samuskevich, the lone assist. Badgers got one back. Tyson Jugnauth again at 15:56, second of the game, fifth of the year for Matthew DeSaint-Fowl and Kulemans. And then it appeared Wisconsin pulled within three. Charlie Stramel scored at 18:41, but referees listened to the challenge of the Michigan bench, went and looked at video replay. Prior to the goal being scored, Stramel had cross-checked Edwards in the head behind the net. He got a five-minute major. The goal was washed out. There were two more penalties after that as well. Major power play, five-on-three power play for Michigan. Goodness, seven goals scored in the first period, five by Michigan, and that's where we stand. I'm going to take a break, take a breath as well. First intermission report brought to you by Ho-Chunk is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers at clearybuilding.com.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
This is the Ho-Chunk First Intermission Report. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Last time the Badgers gave up five goals in a period. last season, February 26th, in a 8-0 loss at Minnesota. Gophers scored five in that final period to complete the sweep. That was one of the craziest periods of hockey I've ever seen.
I'm with you. Look at this. 34 total shots, 20 for Michigan, 14 for Wisconsin. Three different goaltenders played. I can't even keep track. How many majors? There was at least two majors.
There were two major penalties.
Should have been three major penalties.
Yeah.
There was everything. Tripping, interference, 5-on-3s, 4-on-3s.
Yeah.
Eight penalties. Goals disallowed.
Exactly, right?
It had everything. It felt like a game. The first period was game two of the series, and now game three starts the second period.
Yeah, let's play two then. Or three, in this case. So...